ABC News.
David Rollins with a quick wrap of the latest news. A Perth man who was killed by a shark while spearfishing off WA's Rottnest Island is being remembered fondly by family and friends. 38-year-old Stephen Mataboni was spearfishing about 1 kilometre off the Rottnest Island coast yesterday when he was bitten and received what police say were horrific injuries. Despite CPR being administered, he could not be revived. Mr. Mataboni is being remembered as a one-of-a-kind gentleman who leaves behind 2 daughters. His wife says he was an avid fisherman who lived and breathed the ocean and was fiercely loyal and generous. In a statement posted to social media, the Kingsley Football Club in Perth's north, where Mr. Mataboni was a member, said he was one of the most genuine people you could meet, with a smile and a presence that lit up the room. The head of one of Germany's biggest think tanks says the country's economy faces new headwinds from the conflict in the Middle East. Clemens Fuest, president of the IFO Institute for Economic Research, says Germany had been expecting renewed growth this year, driven by government spending and borrowing. He says, however, the US-Israeli war on Iran is compounding existing challenges from US tariffs, and growth will now likely be weak this year at around 0.6%. And Italy's Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, will travel to the northern Italian city of Modena later today, a day after people were injured in a car ramming incident there. A 30-year-old man born in Italy of North African origin allegedly drove a car into a crowd in the city centre yesterday, injuring 8 people, 4 of them seriously. He tried to flee and allegedly stabbed a passerby who tried to stop him before being arrested later by police. Prosecutors in Modena say the suspect is under investigation for massacre and personal injury, adding that efforts are underway to establish the motive behind his actions. ABC News.